Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Lenovo and SUSE. I'm joined on a conference call now with Jim Holland, Regional Director for the Lenovo Data Center Group in Southern Africa. Jim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Thanks for having me.
I think everyone knows Lenovo for its PC business. Perhaps a little less known is that Lenovo is also a big player in the data center market and a major force, I believe, in the high-performance computing space as well. Please tell us a bit about Lenovo DCG and the solutions it offers the market.
Yeah, Duncan, I mean, yes, absolutely. You know, Lenovo, as we all know, has been traditionally built around the PC business, currently number one from a worldwide share perspective. Mm-hmm. On the back of that, the Data Center Group has been in existence for roughly 5 years after the acquisition of the IBM System X business. And since then, you know, our product and our solutions have really come a long way in terms of understanding our markets and the ever-changing requirements that a data center requires. You know, so there are a lot of metrics around our performance, specifically around reliability, performance, and like you mentioned, high-performance computing. But recently our portfolio has adapted around a very aggressive storage play. We used to address probably 25% of the available storage market. Now we address about 92% of the storage market. Currently number three from a market share perspective in our compute business. We're putting a lot of effort from an overall perspective to grow our data center business. And that includes resources, technical services, and big investment into the SADC region as well.
So who are your major clients in this space? Are you supplying into corporate customers with building their own data centers? Do you have a big presence in the hyperscalers?
We've got a big presence in the hyperscalers, and that's been good for us over the last couple of years. Our portfolio caters for a big range of customers, from the high-end enterprise players in manufacturing as well as banking sector to the SMEs. So we've got a solution pretty much for any area of the market. And you know we focus equally in all those areas because in the hyperscale business, for example, it's obviously a hugely growing market, but we do offer solutions, very effective solutions for every area of the market.
Okay, maybe take us through some of those solutions and where Lenovo has key competitive advantages.
Well, you know, for example, recently I'm going to take a step back from a traditional data center discussion, but really around our edge play, for example. We've recently launched the SE350s around. That's our edge server platform. That's really talking to the discussion around compute is moving aggressively to the edge. Gaining data and information at the edge is critical around getting that information back to the data center in the most efficient manner. So, you know, we've launched recently the first edge server platform. The cool thing about that platform is that because it's at the edge, it doesn't necessarily always have connectivity in a traditional form. So it runs on 3G as well as other connectivity methods. So you can connect the server, for example, in a remote location, dust-proof, temperatures up to 75 degrees Celsius, various racking and mounting solutions where it's got more of an informal structure around it. For example, you know, we've got retail stores, we've got sort of from a local perspective, Sandparks, for example, where the environments are very hot, very dusty. They've got limited infrastructure at the gates, for example. That's a perfect solution around that. Also, tamper-proof. So in terms of security, is obviously top of mind. And it's a solution that's growing very aggressively, and it's very well positioned at the changing market.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that's well suited to the IoT market as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's a big play for us, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it dovetails quite nicely into our discussion today, and the reason we're chatting is that Lenovo, along with the open source enterprise software provider SUSE, recently co-hosted a South African industry roundtable with various corporate IT decision makers to discuss the Internet of Things and its application in enterprises in South Africa. That happened a couple of weeks ago at the Saxon Hour. What were some of the key insights that came out of that discussion for you?
Well, I think, you know, I think what came out from me, from a participation perspective, you know, we were there to listen to some of our customers' needs, and I think that's what's required from any kind of service provider, whether you software or hardware, is that to understand the requirement of a customer. But what's quite evident from me listening to some of the discussions was the commonality around the themes, the challenges that all of these players are experiencing, you know, from the banking sector to SANRAL, to ESCOM, you know, to a lot of the parastatals, to manufacturing, the AA. Those are all players that were sitting around a very diverse set of industries, but quite a common thread. And the common thread was, you know, to first of all, to manage your environment securely. I think security is still a big discussion point. And that's obviously going to be based on platforms that are secure and are stable. From a reliability perspective, but I think more importantly is how best to start understanding the Internet of Things, because that's quite a broad topic, and really trying to use the information gathered to make more effective business decisions. Some of the devices being deployed in SANRAL, for example, around the tonnage and the weight on certain trains and certain carriages. And how that affects the delivery ultimately to end customers and to the port authority, for example. You know, to understand that data and to make decisions that are going to better affect the outcome. You know, for me was interesting to hear. You know, ESCOM, for example, as we know, it's a top hot topic in South Africa. You know, how they're gaining information that they're bringing forward. How they consolidating the information and making it more available to the organization where business decisions can be made in real time, you know, in a more effective manner. So I think, you know, the use of the data is probably the most important thing now. We all understand that gathering the data is important, but, you know, now it's about consolidating and using that information as best as possible. You know, and, you know, IoT in loose form has been around for many years, as we know. But I think, you know, we're getting to a stage now where it can really define a business outcome.
Mm-hmm. We had a great chat with Grant Bennett, the country manager for SUSE, a couple of weeks ago. That podcast is up on Tech Central. And we went into some detail about how Transnet is using IoT sensors on its train that runs, I think, between South Africa and the DRC. I believe it's the longest train in the world. They're using it to very good effect. And that came out. So if you're interested in that, go have a look at that podcast, or listen to that podcast, rather, which is up on Tech Central with Grant. But Jim, what are some of the opportunities around IoT that you see? What role do you see Lenovo playing as more and more of these projects get off the ground?
Well, I mean, you know, firstly, I think, you know, any IoT solution requires the infrastructure, and the infrastructure, you know, in order to process the data is critical, not only from a compute perspective, but from a storage perspective. And I'm going to take a step back quickly, and I'm going to talk to one Lenovo, which slightly contradicts what I said just now around the data center group. Data center group does run independently from our PC business. Mm-hmm. But we are more and more, as an organization, looking at more of a one Lenovo view, purely because there are a lot of areas that Lenovo as an organization address, from the PC business to the tablets to the desktop, to, you know, a lot of the accessories around the in device platforms. So I think, you know, from a Lenovo perspective, we're very well positioned to address a lot of these IoT opportunities, because we can put a solution together end to end, from your desktop to your high end, highly scalable all flash storage arrays, you know, entry level servers to your high end servers. Every part of the organization, or every part of the technology infrastructure, can be addressed with Lenovo. And, you know, from a local perspective, I work very closely with Thibaut Dasson, who's our country manager around Personal Systems Group. And we're more and more looking at solutions together to address a lot of these opportunities. You know, obviously from a seamless integration perspective, from PC to compute and to storage, and making sure that the platforms are all stable and run optimally is obviously key. We can't have a situation where where people are choosing infrastructures and choosing technologies, and the infrastructure is not adequate from a reliability perspective. Mm. You know, and that goes from compute and storage all the way down to the PC. So absolutely critical. We're spending a lot of time and a lot of research and development on establishing the most robust and reliable platforms across the board.
Let's come back a bit to edge computing, because we discussed briefly at the beginning of the discussion about the importance of edge servers, edge computing in the context of IoT. Why is it important? And perhaps a corollary to that, what role do you see high-performance computing playing in IoT projects?
Yeah, okay, so quite a broad question then. But I think, you know, from an edge perspective, you know, the compute function is no longer segmented to the data center. And I think it's about getting the information in a more real-time fashion and being able to use that information at that given point to best effect. You know, we for example have unfortunately, I'm going to use an example around the coronavirus. You know, it's quite relevant to the current situation, but we've got a situation now where mobile hospitals are being erected, hospitals and clinics, and they're looking for solutions where we can, you know, instead of putting traditional data centers in place there, we're deploying edge servers, mm-hmm. and the edge server is deployed from in a 3G connectivity environment. The information is being consolidated remotely, and then consolidated back to the data center. So it takes a lot of the workload away from the data center, traditional data center, and moving it to the edge. And the information is being consolidated in the most effective manner, real time, and then obviously utilized to the best effect. Now, again, I apologize for bringing it into the COVID-19 because it's a very serious situation. But ultimately, we're putting solutions together that are going to help in a real-time scenario, like the COVID-19 health crisis, where we have to put technology in the place that's going to really help our health authorities, our government sectors, and our provinces around managing the situation in the most effective method. And now, if that means consolidating information and data, around test cases, for example, how many people are positive, how many people are negative, how they're managing information around the patient, specifically in the remote sites, for example. You know, it's a critically important service that we need to be providing. And, you know, from an edge perspective, we're providing the technology that will help them do that. Mm. And then that's giving you an example, real life right now, with what we're working with, you know.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and then from a high performance perspective, I don't have the stats with me right now, but I'll talk very briefly. So Lenovo's got the most benchmarks in the high performance computing industry are based on Lenovo platforms, and that's quite a broad discussion point. But really, what that means for us is that a lot of the technology that's deployed in a high performance environment ultimately filters down into the more mainstream server and compute market at a later stage. I always refer back to Formula One Grand Prix, for example. You know, a lot of the technologies that are deployed in Formula One seem like a pipe dream from a commercial perspective.
Yeah.
But you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the line, you start seeing a lot of those technologies being deployed into everyday motor vehicles. So we deploy a lot of our technologies in the high performance computing space in around development, around technology, around, you know, new areas of expertise in the high-performance space, and then you'll see a lot of those technologies being sort of moved down a channel into a more mainstream area. But I guess that's the importance of high-performance computing as far as I'm concerned, because it really creates a benchmark from which a lot of the platforms are developed at a later stage.
Fascinating stuff. Jim, I think we'll leave it there. Jim Holland is Regional Director for the Lenovo Data Center Group in Southern Africa. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to Tech Central.
Duncan, thanks very much for having me.